听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 6. Listen to the following conversation between two friends who work in the same office.
Hi, Nancy. Did you hear what happened to my son? His name was spelled wrong on his high school diploma.
Oh, Jim, what a pity. I'm sorry to hear that.But he graduated with his class, didn't he?
Yes, and he's going to Southern University to study psychology.
Oh, how exciting! That sounds very interesting.
He wanted to go to Harvard University, but his SAT scores were too low.
That's really too bad. How very disappointing.
Yes, it was disappointing. But now he's excited about studying psychology at Southern.
Now repeat these phrases.
Interesting. That sounds interesting. That sounds very interesting.
Too bad.That's too bad. That's really too bad.
Disappointing. How disappointing. How very disappointing.
Now you use one of these two expressions. Either, that sounds interesting. Or, that's too bad.After each of the following sentences. For example, if I say, my son is studying psychology, you say,
that sounds interesting.
But if I say, he failed his math test, then you say,
that's too bad.
All right, let's begin.My son is studying psychology.
That sounds interesting.
He failed his math test.
That's too bad.
His SAT scores were very low.
That's too bad.
He's going to major in business administration.
That sounds interesting.
I'm going to Japan next week.
That sounds interesting.
I won't have time to see much of the country.
That's too bad.
I'm reading a good mystery novel.
That sounds interesting.
The last chapter is missing.
That's too bad.
Now listen to the following pairs of sentences.
My boss wants to take a course in computers.
My boss wants me to take a course in computers.
Maria wants to be director of the show.
Maria wants Mike to be director of the show.
Notice how the meaning of the sentence changes. When you put a direct object like me or Mike between a verb and its infinitive. Here's another example.
Stephen wants to be back before the baby arrives.
Stephen wants Maria to be back before the baby arrives.
Now I want you to do this exercise. You will hear a sentence and then an object. Repeat the sentence, putting the object between the verb and the infinitive.
For example, I say, my boss wants to take a course in computers. Me. And you say,
my boss wants me to take a course in computers.
Or I say, Stephen wants to be director of the show. Mike. And you say,
Stephen wants Mike to be director of the show.
All right. Ready? Let's begin. My boss wants to take a course in computers. Me.
My boss wants me to take a course in computers.
Stephen wants to be director of the show. Mike.
Stephen wants Mike to be director of the show.
Stephen wants to be back before the baby arrives. Maria.
Stephen wants Maria to be back before the baby arrives.
I'd like to buy some new furniture. You.
I'd like you to buy some new furniture.
This is the end of Lesson 6.